From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for June 10th, 2026. The stage is set for what could be one of the most closely watched gubernatorial elections in the country, according to reporting by KNPR's Paul Boger. According to a race call by the Associated Press, Democratic voters in Nevada have selected two-time State Attorney General Aaron Ford as their party's nominee to challenge incumbent Republican Governor Joe Lombardo. Ford, who was elected as the state's attorney general in 2018, defeated five other Democrats to claim the nomination. He focused his primary campaign on Lombardo, pointing to the rising costs of groceries, gas, housing, and health care as failures of the one-term governor. He's also done everything he can to tie Lombardo to President Donald Trump, who endorsed Lombardo, and who has seen his popularity decline since winning the state by 3 percentage points 2 years ago. That's setting up a tough race for Lombardo. The Cook Political Report, which tracks elections, rates the race a toss-up. Lombardo faced six primary challengers of his own, but sailed to victory Tuesday night. That was thanks in part to his relative success in the state legislature, despite Democratic majorities in both chambers. Among his top accomplishments are a bipartisan bill that looked to hold school districts more accountable, tightening criminal justice reforms enacted after George Floyd's killing in 2020, and efforts to make housing more attainable. He also helped secure a public financing deal for a new stadium for Major League Baseball's A's, formerly of Oakland. The governor has secured a sizable war chest heading into the general election, but money alone isn't enough to carry an election in the Silver State. Messaging and voter contact matter, and that's where Ford may have an advantage. The state's culinary union, which represents hospitality workers across Nevada, officially endorsed Ford last month. The union, which claims as many as 60,000 members in Nevada alone, has become a voter turnout machine. It's integrated polling places into casinos and resorts dedicated to hospitality workers. Retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo has won the Republican primary in Nevada's 2nd Congressional District after securing President Donald Trump's endorsement in the closing weeks of the campaign. The race, which was called Wednesday, put Trump against Republican Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo and retiring Representative Mark Amadei, who both backed former state Senator James Settlemyer. Amadei announced he was retiring after 15 years, opening up a competitive primary for Nevada's only Republican-held House seat. Democrats hoped for a Flippo victory, thinking it would make it easier for them to win over less partisan voters in November. They nominated the chief of staff to State Attorney General Aaron Ford, former Majority Leader Teresa Benitez Thompson. Flippo thanked Nevadans on X late Tuesday night and said he will join President Donald Trump to fight for the hardworking men and women in Nevada. "I will never let you down," he said on X. The second district race is one of several Nevada contests that will be watched closely this year. In southern Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, Democratic Representative Susie Lee will face Marty O'Donnell, a composer known for writing the soundtrack to the video game Halo. Trump won the district in 2024 and backed O'Donnell, who thanked Trump in his victory statement. Las Vegas-based Terribles has signed an agreement with the Prim family to take over operations at the hotel, casino, and related properties on the Nevada-California border. The Prim family has owned the hotel, casino, and land since the 1950s. This agreement comes before the town's previously planned closing on July 4th. Terribles, owned by the Herps family, still needs approval for a gaming license before the deal can move forward. Officials told the Nevada Independent that a special hearing is expected to take place June 25th to consider the application. The Herbst family holds numerous licenses already for gaming facilities across the state. The Vegas Golden Knights lost their second home game of the Stanley Cup Finals to the Carolina Hurricanes last night. The series is now tied 2-2 as the teams head back to North Carolina for Game 5. Puck drop is tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. Not all Las Vegas home games were lost yesterday, though. The A's 7-5 victory over the Brewers came with 5 home runs. That's in addition to 7 runs scored in Monday's game. The A's haven't hit 12 home runs in a 2-game span since June 1996. Soaring gasoline prices, triggered by the U.S. war with Iran, have pushed inflation to its highest level in more than 3 years, according to a report. A report from the Labor Department on Wednesday showed consumer prices in May were up 4.2% from a year ago. That's the biggest annual increase since April 2023. By contrast, the Labor Department says average wages have risen only 3.4% over the last year, so workers' real spending power has declined. Prices rose 0.5% between April and May, with higher energy costs accounting for more than 60% of that monthly increase. Gas prices have jumped by well over a dollar a gallon since the war began, strangling shipping traffic in the Strait of Hormuz, a critical pathway for much of the world's oil supply. Higher fuel costs also pushed up airfares in May. Airline tickets cost about 27% more than they did a year ago. Grocery prices showed little change during the month, rising just 0.1%. Stripping out volatile food and energy prices, core inflation was 2.9% for the 12 months ending in May, a slightly larger annual increase than the previous month. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.